Well, it was Karen's gig, and then she decided to share it, so she should probably talk about how it came about.
I walked into the Raven one day and said, hey, can I do some readings here of some people? I thought it would be good for the Raven to have more events now that they have new ownership and they're kind of moving ahead. And also, I haven't been doing that many readings in the past year or two, and I wanted to kind of felt ready to put myself out there. And then I just thought about who would it be an absolute blast to read with. And I decided to ask Chantel, Dixie, and Nancy. So it came together very, very easily in that way.
How do you guys know each other? Are you all kind of friends, or?
I've known Nancy and Dixie for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Didn't you know my husband when he was like 15?
Yeah, I did.
We go way back. And I met Chantel about a month ago. I had been hearing about her from some mutual friends for a while. You know, there's this amazing poet in town. You have to meet her. And so we met at Local Burger.
Well, we met at your workshop at the library.
Oh, yes. We met there first. Mm-hmm. I did a Poetry Writing workshop at the library.
Yeah. And I had been hearing about Karen, too, from these same mutual friends. And if you show up at this event, she'll be there. And then I wasn't able to go. And so then when I heard that she was doing a workshop at the library, I thought, well, this is really cool and it's free, and where else am I going to do a free poetry workshop? This rocks. And so I went, and then at the break I was very flattered because, you know, the poetry teacher came up to me and said, oh, I've heard of you. And I was like, oh, I've heard of you too. So then we, I guess, exchanged some email, and I sent you some of my work.
That's true.
And how did I meet Dixie? I met Nancy sort of through Dixie, and sort of through, I remember when we were selling the Kansas Anarchist Exposed calendar the first year.
Uh-huh.
You came to Solidarity and you bought some.
I bought.
And you said you were going to try to sell them on eBay.
I did.
Did you sell them?
No.
No?
They didn't sell well. I gave them away.
I ended up
giving them to people.
I think that's the first time I met you, and then I've ran into you other times through Dixie, and I think I met Dixie just, we did a poetry fundraiser for Solidarity in Lawrence ABC one time, and I think she read there. I bet I met her through Ann Burgess.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've known Dixie for the longest, 3 or 4 years.
Part of the impetus of this whole thing was just to do something kind of outrageous. When it gets to that point in the summer when you just want to stick your head in a freezer and get in your car and head west and not turn back.
Uh-huh.
So.
What's outrageous about it?
Well, besides us? Well, I think it's more of, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing for me because I teach at a college. And
where do you teach?
At Goddard College in Vermont through a low residency program. And I have a PhD in creative writing and literature. And so I know that whole academic side of poetry. And, you know, there's some wonderful things I've learned from that side. But I've also seen many well-crafted poems in my life with no life to them.
Uh-huh.
You know, that just say something so well, but they don't really have anything that they're talking about. And as time goes on, as I've been facilitating workshops in the community for about 16 years all over Kansas City and Lawrence and kind of around the country of different populations, I find what people write that's more raw and alive and vibrant speaks to me far more than a lot of what I find in literary magazines. So part of what drew me to this reading and to do something that's a little more outrageous, you know, compared to mainstream literature, was to pull together people who would be putting things out there that are just wildly and unabashedly alive. You know, poems that really have some resonance and vibration and pizzazz and surprise to them. And that's kind of where I feel drawn in my own writing too these days. But the other part of it is that we'll be doing some improvisational poetry and just kind of using poetry as a more playful medium. You know, not as a closed art form that we're presenting the product and that's that, but more as something that's being created as we go along in concert with the audience.
I was just going to say, when I went to the workshop that you facilitated at the library, I was really blown away by some of the things that people wrote and shared with the group. People who didn't self-identify as, well, I'm a poet, or I've written a lot of poetry, or I've won awards. People who just sort of presented themselves like, well, I'm a normal person, and I thought this would be a sort of fun thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. I remember one woman just sort of shared her poem in this really sort of shy monotone, and I was just hanging onto my seat because what she was saying was so beautiful and so heartfelt. So I definitely agree with what you're saying, that I run into a lot of people who are like, well, I don't really understand poetry, or I don't really like poetry, but I think they're mostly exposed to literary magazine poetry or academic poetry, where it's almost like
a closed club.
Right, a closed club, and I'm giving the professor or I'm giving the audience what I think is expected of me, rather than I'm going to give you what I feel. And maybe you're going to like it and maybe you're not. Maybe you're going to laugh when I think you should cry. But, you know, personally, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to share what I've been writing.
Do you want to speak to us?
I've been writing. Oh, you want to stop?
Yeah, let me change the battery out on